It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Chile's earthquake may have been one of the most powerful in history, but it's becoming clear it wasn't necessarily the shaking earth that caused most of the damage. Rather, it was the huge waves that were triggered by the quake. Several coastal communities were clobbered, perhaps none harder than one tiny beach community. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story.
Raul Andrade had a two-story house in Dichato, right on the beach. He says he had a good little business going, selling snacks and drinks to the tourists who flock here at this time of year, when it's summer in the southern hemisphere.
Pésimo. Usted puede ver todas las cosas. Pésimo de mal.
Tears well up as Andrade, who is 55, explains how he lost it all. Today, soft waves lap up on the beach in front of where Andrade's home once stood. But on Saturday, after the quake hit, Andrade knew something big was coming next. He'd been a fisherman, and he knows the sea. He also knows all about the last big quake here, back in 1960.
Que hubo el terremoto fuerte, miramos el mar.
He says after Saturday's quake, he saw the sea recede. He knew what that meant, that it would return with a fury. Andrade says he and his family headed for the hills. Across this coastline, waves swamp towns, small and large. In fact, authorities say most of the roughly 800 who lost their lives may have been killed by the surging seawater. Here, the toll is 15 dead, and 80% of the town is gone.
Esta parte era, era living, comedor, cocina.
Maria Teresa Mios, a school teacher, gives a tour of her wrecked cottage. The refrigerator is wedged up over a wall. The furniture is soaked in mud and sand, a total loss.
Lo más terrible es correr por la vida, o sea, uno corríamos desesperados porque nos pillaba la ola.
She says the worst of it all was having to run for her life. At the same time, she saw furniture and other belongings float by. Much of Chile, which has stringent building standards, withstood the quake. But Dichato and other beach towns look not unlike another place recently throttled by a quake, Haiti. Block after block flattened. The only normalcy is in the piney woods, with its intact homes above the town center. Air Force helicopters deliver food. And long lines form in a field, people desperate for food. Marcelina Cisterna picked up a box of pasta, water, and canned goods.
Una ayuda porque igual todo es bienvenido.
She says she welcomed the food and that the town needs much more help. People were so hungry that some resorted to looting after the waves hit. Now, some people in this once prosperous town have been reduced to scavenging from a horse and cart, looking for anything worth saving, anything that might be of use. Francisco Larenas was trying to save whatever he could where his house once stood.
Perdimos todo, mi vehículo. La casa, ropa, muebles, todo, comida.
But he says it's all gone, the house, the car, the furniture.
Y a mí me botó de la cama, mi señora igual, todo abrazar a nuestro hijo, no podíamos bajar.
He says when the waves hit, he was thrown from bed, and so was his wife. The two, along with a baby boy, hugged each other, hoping for it to end. It did, and they survived. But now he wonders what will become of their lives. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Dichato, Chile.